Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, one of the blessings of New Testament Christians is that on the first day of the week, we have the privilege and the obligation of contributing of our prosperity to the Lord. There's a word in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5, that I think would be interesting for Christians to consider as they contribute on the first day of the week. In verse 5, Paul writes and says, "Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you might have had notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness." And did you notice twice in that very verse, Paul uses the word in our English translation, bounty. Now, you may have a marginal note in your Bible that says something like praise or blessing. Maybe the word laudation or even the word consecration. In fact, when you look at the synonyms that might be used of this word bounty, you would get the sense of some type of rewards taken after the spoils of war, perhaps some sort of a bonus. In fact, our English word eulogy is based on the original Greek term. In this word is built in the idea of a selfless sacrifice. It has in mind here the willingness of the participant involved in this contribution of the saints. Now, don't get the wrong impression. I'm not suggesting at all today that it is not an obligation to serve the Lord in this matter. In 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, you'll read in your Bible that as Paul had given the same order to the churches of Galatia, so would the congregations in Corinth, this congregation that he addresses. And he says, "Even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store." And you'll notice that there are at least two or three words that indicate obligation. Order. So do ye, let a man lay by in store. So it's certainly an obligation. But notice this word bounty emphasizes the willingness of the participant. No hands have to be tied behind his back. He's not constrained as by force to do this. He does so willingly. In fact, in the text in verse 6, Paul writes and says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he hath purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Now, if you want a practical application from this one word we are discussing today, this word bounty, then consider that the contribution is not necessarily a congregational matter to be judged, that is, congregationally, but it is to be judged individually. We have the bad habit sometimes of looking at the scoreboards in the front of buildings, and we see the contribution number, and we think, well, we're doing a great job, when in fact some people individually may not be doing as they ought to do. So as Christians gather on the first day of the week, consider that it is not just an obligation to the Lord, but it is to be our bounty, an indication of the willingness of the participant in this great act of God. I'm David Smith. This is In a Word, and our word today has been bounty.